Let's talk cholesterol. LDL, that's the bad stuff. HDL, high density, that's the good stuff. Well, kind of. This is Health Matters, a service of Sharon Hospital. Our understanding of the role of HDL, high density lipoprotein, and LDL, low density lipoprotein, play in heart disease is being challenged. And you can thank a recent Harvard study for that. Researchers analyzed 116,000 people genetically predisposed to produce higher than normal amounts of HDL, the good stuff, supposedly. And guess what? Interventions like exercise, quitting smoking, or improving the diet increase HDL and lower the risk of heart attacks. So then the question is, do medications do the same thing? Do they specifically increase HDL? Does this have the same effect? Well, unfortunately, the answer is no. Medications to raise HDL have failed to reduce the rate of heart attacks. So, a healthy lifestyle that promotes a lower LDL while boosting HDL is still the goal. And unlike with high-density lipoproteins, medications to lower the bad LDL are helpful. For every reduction of 40 milligrams of LDL, cardiac deaths drop 19%. For my money, lowering LDL delivers the best return. I'm Dr. Zelman, because your health matters.